Hey sailors, I'm Justin.
And I'm Marcella.
And this is Sailor Manga, the podcast where we become the true sailor guardians of manga by reading some of our favorites and reviewing them to our heart's content. Happy Manga Day, Marcella. How the hell are ya?
I'm okay. I'm still struggling a bit with my cough and what have you. But other than that, I'm all right. But I will be muting a lot because I'm coughing a lung up.
How are you? For the day that you're 100% better.
Yeah, I know. It feels like just a pipe dream at this moment in time. But
it's been several fortnights, you might say.
Yes, it has.
Gotta do the Taylor plug in there, but I'm good. About to go on vacation this upcoming week from work for my birthday. Because my birthday will be long gone by the time this posts, but as of recording, it's this upcoming week, so that's exciting.
Well, I will say happy birthday on the day, but obviously happy birthday in advance.
Yes,
of Justin Fest 2024.
Justin Fest 2024. This one won't be canceled last minute. Sorry, Loverfest. So this one's still on.
How old are you going to be this time? Is it 31?
I'll be 32.
32. How has the time gone so... Oh, it seems like just a few short years ago that you were just a little babe in my arms.
Well, speaking of, we forgot to talk about it last time because I 100% forgot to talk about it. But while you were fighting for your life with your chest infection, we hit our 3-year podcast anniversary, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
So we're on our fourth year, or gearing up to our fourth year now, which is wild. Yeah, so happy, not only happy birthday me, but happy birthday Sailor Manga. So we love that. It's been a wild 3 years. A lot of life's happened to us in the past 3 years, I feel like. It's been crazy. But yeah, I'm doing good. Just looking forward to only having 2 days of work this week, and then I'm off for 6 days. I need the mental break. I've been going through it.
Yeah, you do.
So I'm looking forward to a little bit of reprieve, but today, y'all, we are discussing Rosenblood Chapter 9. We're almost done with Volume 2, but first we gotta settle moon news. Marcella, give it to me good.
I had so much fun with that last chapter, by the way. I just have to say, it was such a good one. Yeah, like, I think I enjoyed it the second time around than I did much more when I was reading it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, it was amazing. Mood news. So, I mean, I'm slowly getting better, I hope. Most of my moon news is just kind of like music stuff. One's a biggie because this Valentine's Day just gone, I finally got to see for the first time ever in my life the 1975 live.
So good.
And it was everything I hoped it would be and more. It was absolutely glorious. It's automatically gone into my top 5 people I've ever seen live.
Hell yeah.
It was just such an amazing night. It was so cute as well because I went with Olivia. And when I showed up, she was waiting for me outside. It was at the O2 in London, which I'd never seen anybody play at the O2 as well, so that was a great experience. And she was waiting for me. She had me a little Valentine's Day card.
So cute.
And the best bit, she upgraded our seats.
Oh my god.
So we went from being in the nosebleeds to being front lower bowl right at the stage.
Hell fucking yeah. Oh my god, I bet you were beside yourself.
I was like, this is probably one of the greatest moments of my life. That's really sad. But it was,
I don't think it's sad at all.
The view was absolutely incredible. Like, I could see them all. Like, I was looking at the big screens as well, but you know, because you do, don't you? But I could see, see Matty's little ratty face. I loved it. Oh, I tell you, that man. I didn't think I could possibly love him more, but I do.
I will say, the video that you sent me, I was like, damn, he's looking good.
He was looking so good. And he I was gutted because he's recently cut his curls off, and I was, and it's always
he did have shorter hair.
Yeah, so it's always a bit of a thing with him of like at these shows, nobody knows whether they're going to get the curls or whether he's going to have his hair slicked back, and it's like, we want the curls, but he's cut them off, so nobody gets the curls.
Nothing.
But he just looked so good with that hair. And the best bit about it was as well is, I mean, I've sent you the videos, haven't I? He sounds exactly the same live as he does.
Yeah, he sounded great.
And I was just, it blew me away.
Did they sing any songs that you were like really hoping was on? Like, did you know the set list before you went? Or
No, I didn't. So it was super exciting. I kind of guessed that they do certain songs, but I went in blind, which is, you know, obviously what I'm trying to do with Taylor, so that everything's
as fresh,
you know,
as possible,
sort of like fresh, and then when they start playing something you can just be like but they did, I mean, the show is split up into three acts. So there's the first act is based around their latest album being Funny in a Foreign Language.
So
he did I mean, I won't read the whole set list, but in that one he did Happiness, part of the band, Oh Caroline, I'm in Love with You, which is that one that you love.
Yeah, that's a great song.
And then he did A Change of Heart, Robbers, About You, When We Are Together, and then he does like sort of secret songs in between.
Okay.
And I'd said to Olivia, if he sings Paris, because that's probably one of my favorite tracks of all time by them, then I'm gonna get the box tattooed on me. And she said if they do Menswear, then she'll get the box tattooed on her. But we were both safe. They didn't play any of our big surprise songs. But now we're kind of like, we want it anyway. So I think the surprise songs were I Like America and America Likes Me. And the other one was Jesus Christ 2005, God Bless America. And they're kind of like satire type songs.
Oh, gotcha.
And then the final act, he did things like If You're Too Shy, Let Me Know, which is one of my favorites. Me and You Together song, Chocolate, he did Chocolate, which I love, and The Sound. He did Somebody Else.
I was about to say, did he not do Somebody Else?
Yeah, he did Somebody Else. Love It If We Made It, which is again one of my favorites. He did Sex as well. Again, I mean, so many of their songs, I'm just like, that's my favorite. And then they ended up singing People, and then that was the end.
Nice.
So yeah, it was, I could just talk about it all day because it was that good. But
hell,
I won't.
Yeah. What a great Valentine's Day.
I know, honestly, it was probably the best one.
No offense, Paul and Angelina.
No, Paul knows. How much I love the 1975.
I was afraid to say he knows how much I love him, and then you're like, he knows how much I love the 1975.
Funny. Oh dear. Sorry, just channeling my AI character a little bit.
Oh God.
Oh dear. And that's kind of it. And then just wanted to just talk about music with you, just Taylor stuff, and of course Beyonce.
Oh God, yeah, I forgot about the Beyonce stuff.
Because there was that big announcement that Renaissance Act 2 is coming at the end of March.
Yes, we're getting like, so much is happening in music the first half of this year. It's crazy.
We've got LEX coming.
Yep, next week.
Then Beyonce, and then Taylor.
And I know you probably don't care about this one, but we also have Ariana in March, which I know all the stuff with Ariana, but I still want to hear the album just to hear what it's
like. Oh, yeah, I'll still listen to it.
So much music.
Separating character and separating art. And an artist. I do still want to listen to it because Sweetener is one of my, I adore that album. I need another Sweetener. I'm doing it.
I want another Dangerous Woman. That's what I want.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't mind another Dangerous Woman too.
I love Dangerous Woman and Thank You Next are my favorite Ariana albums. So
mine's probably Sweetener and Dangerous Woman. They're the only two I really listen to.
Yeah. I feel like Sweetener's her lover, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel like, you know what I mean? Split it. Like, I feel like it's really like you love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
Because it was split. Don't get me wrong.
There's
so...
great songs on Sweetener, like Breathe In. Isn't Breathe In on Sweetener?
Yes, it is. It is. It is.
R.E.M., I think, is on Sweetener.
Yeah.
That's probably it. For me, unless there's songs on there.
No,
that I forgot,
you like but, don't you like God Is a Woman?
It's okay.
And No Tears Left to Cry.
No, it's all right.
No,
yeah, I mean, I won't skip. Well, I probably would skip it. But if it were on out in public, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. But,
yeah.
Yeah. But
what about
an REM? Love.
What about the classic track that is Pete Davidson?
That's the one where she's like, I'm going to be happy, happy. Right?
Yeah.
I actually do like that one. Funny enough, I renamed it Happy and it's on my phone. But yeah, so.
Well, that didn't last long, did it?
Yeah, sad.
Poor Pete. I wonder if she's going to have like a SpongeBob track on this new one.
Yeah, the track will just be called You Look Like My Brother. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
So weird.
Weird. But yeah, no, I am going to listen to it because I'm nosy and I want the tea and yeah.
Goodness. So since we've got a lot of music stuff, you want me to go ahead and do other non-music stuff then?
Yeah, because then we could just chat about Taylor.
Because I do have one album to talk about, surprisingly enough. But before we get into that, I finished season 8 of Desperate Housewives, the final season. It's over. I haven't been left with like a hole in my heart like I expected. I was like, oh, maybe I'm better. I'm more mentally stable than I thought. Probably not. Yeah. But I was like, I'm not like debilitated by being finished with it. So that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because it was your lifeline for a while.
It kind of was. Yeah. So I'm glad that I'm okay. I'm probably okay because of the Monstress series. Honestly, it's my new life support, which is why I have decided to slow down and not consume them in 2 days. Because I only have book 7 and book 7.5 after book 6. And that scares me because I'm so close to being done. But I'm still reading book 6, which is called Seraph. This one is really interesting. It's not one of my favorites offhand. I think it's more interesting than book 3, which has probably been my least favorite so far. But I think it's because this one's main character is more interesting, in my opinion. But it's a slow burn. Right. It's a slower burn than some of the other ones. But it's really sweet. I'm really, really enjoying it. It's also further inspired me to be writing my own MM monster romance, which I've got
I know.
I think I've written like another almost 50 pages.
Are you gonna be? Am I gonna be able to read it?
Oh, bitch! I'm planning on releasing it. She's becoming an MM romance author. I'm ready for this new persona to emerge.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read some.
I'll have to send you.
Yeah, send me like a little teaser chapter, like chapter 1 or something.
I'll have to do that. But what else do I have on here before we talk about... Oh, I've got finally, I have my ENT appointment. Second one of the year. Yeah, it's taking place the day after my birthday. Which, I guess you could look at it as glass half full or glass half empty. Like, ugh, it's your birthday and you got to go through this. Or, hey, finally for your birthday, you're getting relief. I'm trying to lean towards the relief part. trying to see it in that vein. But yeah, I've got my meningotomy and they're going to insert a tube so that hopefully this will be my second tube insertion in my ear. So we're going to see how that goes. Also, quick little mention, speaking of Valentine's Day, we had very different Valentine's Days. Alan and I, we didn't really do a whole lot. We decided to order Chinese and then we spent the evening coloring in our coloring book. books, which is really cute. Nice. And like being like, oh, look at this. And yeah, so that was really cute. Of course, y'all know that I've got a Sailor Moon coloring book. He has a Scooby-Doo mm-hmm. one. I did a Chibiusa coloring page. It's Chibiusa and the three cats. And I was like, this is perfect.
Oh, yes.
So I did that one. And I think he did one, which I was surprised they had, of him, no, of Daphne and Scooby, just Daphne and Scooby. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Hmm. But yeah, so it was a nice night. Very chill, very lax, but very nice.
Nice.
And then the only thing I have besides the Taylor stuff, the Taylor updates, is one specific album that came out. Should I go ahead and talk about that? And then we'll just keep talking.
Yeah. Music?
Okay. Disclaimer, I know that this artist is very divisive because of who they work with. As you said, we like to separate art and artists sometimes, especially when they're mm-hmm. a little problematic.
Yeah.
But that being said, Kim Petras.
Yes.
Decided to release a sequel to her Slut Pop album.
Mm.
Well, it was more of an EP, the first one. This is a full-length album called Slut Pop Miami. And
oh.
It released on Valentine's Day. And you know what? I do love it. I know it's stupid and ridiculous. But you know what? I know we've said this before, but sometimes you just need like mindless pop music. And that's what it
is. Yeah. Oh, what is it kind of like Paris Hilton type stuff? Because
yes, but it's every song is about sex. Every single song is about some type of sexual act. And it does get graphic, you know.
Slut Pop Miami.
Like, you know, there's a track called Whale Cock, a track called Rim Job.
Oh my God.
Get Fucked.
Butt Slut.
Butt Slut. Oh, I love Butt Slut. That's such a good one.
gag on it.
Yeah, like all of it is very sexual. A lot of them aren't very long tracks. Fucking this, fucking that. Cock Blocker. I mean, they're all just great. My favorite ones, oh, this is hard. Definitely, I love Butt Slut. I think my top three is probably Get Fucked, Butt Slut, and Head Honcho, probably. I'm the head honcho. Oh, it's great. Like I said, it's just mindless pop music. And
yeah,
I just
banana boat.
I want to ride your banana boat. Anyway, yep. So Slut Pop Miami, it's a fun time. I really love it. And if you want just like a casual 24-minute listen about sex to pop beats, Slut Pop Miami is for you.
I will. I think I'm going to have to check it out.
I will say, on first listen, I prefer the original Slut Pop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I listened to that on like constant. Like I was obsessed with the original Slut Pop, just because I think the songs were more grounded, which makes
sounds
weird because it's all about sex. But I think this one's more fun. So
right. Okay,
you know, it depends on what you want. If you want a more like serious like time, then the original Slut Pop. But if you want more fun and frivolous, Slut Pop Miami. So
okay,
yeah, it's just really good. So there you go.
Throat Goat. I've just seen that.
I'm obsessed with Throat Goat. That's such a good song from the original Slut Pop. Throat Goat and Treat Me Like a Slut. The winners.
Check it out. I'll check it out.
So
I can't not. If it's with a song called Throat Goat, I have to listen.
Oh, it's so good. I love it. Anyway, tell me about your music stuff before we get into Taylor.
Oh, it's just Taylor. It was just Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Because I'd already mentioned like 1975 and Beyonce.
Well, what about Beyonce?
I thought we talked about it.
You wanted to say. Oh,
yeah. Apart from I just love the tracks. I prefer 16 Carriages. That's my favorite. It feels epic. It feels like an epic Western movie in a song.
I like Texas Hold'em, but the melody on 16 Carriages is so infectious.
I love the little switch up. So she starts doing that little kind of like, you know, Destiny's Child, but bugaboo kind of.
Yes, literally.
I love that. And then it just ends and it's so,
it's good. And I love that she announced it at the Super Bowl, which congratulations to the Chiefs. It's us Taylor fans' first win. Did watch it live. It was exhilarating, I gotta say.
Yeah, you had your Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not a big football fan, but it was an incredible game.
Was it?
It was incredible. It was edge of your seat. It kept getting tied throughout the entire game. It went into overtime because it was tied. It was a really interesting game. And I am not a football bro, but I was just like on the edge of my seat. Literally, the Chiefs won with 3 seconds left. Three seconds. And it was electric. It was a great time.
Testosterone pounding through your body. And you were like,
Neanderthal blood. Yeah, it's the Neanderthal blood.
Come on, boat.
But yeah, it was really good game. And
did you see Travis physically assaulting the
I did see him yelling at the coach, Andy
Reid.
Were
you like, yeah, Travis, rip his head off?
No, I didn't see that till later. I didn't see that till I was on Twitter trying to find the videos of her congratulating him, which, oh my god, I want to sob. They were so cute.
Yeah.
And him being like, thank you for being here, baby. Thanks for traveling halfway across the world. And her like laughing cutely. It was a good serotonin
boost. It's almost like it was script. It sounds like it was scripted.
It was so good. I love it. I don't care at this point if it's fake or real. I'm eating it.
Did you not get your Super Bowl spoon? Did you not get the ick at his Viva Las Vegas moment?
I didn't.
Oh, no. Like,
oh, Travis. That's Travis.
Viva.
I wasn't like, but I was just like, oh, Travis. That's Trav.
One of my friends who actually enjoys Taylor and Travis sent me a text the next day going, nope, I've got the ick now. And I'm like, yeah. Welcome to my side of the fence.
I'm in too deep at this point. I'm in the trenches.
Even my stepdad was like commenting on it.
Viva Las Vegas!
No, my God. Oh, don't. It just makes me go, whoa. It made me laugh that even my stepdad was like, what is she doing with this brute?
Oh, I love it. I love that she's with the brute. I do.
I just can't believe my stepdad was getting involved.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I was like, why? What? Phil?
Phil.
I'm here for it. But
oh, goodness.
Bless. Well, I'm pleased for you.
Oh, thanks. But yeah, I love that. Did you see that meme going around of Taylor and Beyonce looking at each other at the Renaissance premiere, the movie premiere? And it was just like, in quotes, it was like, so I'm going to announce at the Grammys. And then underneath it was like, and I'm going to announce at the Super Bowl. We've got it.
Right.
And okay. I was just like, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Boss ass bitches taking over original programming to announce their new albums.
Definitely. Definitely.
So, good old Super Bowl. Super excited to hear what the rest of Renaissance sounds like.
Yes.
If it's going to be like this full on country or if it's going to be like more like Daddy Lessons from Renaissance.
I'm
intrigued.
I don't know, but I think Daddy Lessons was kind of like, I think that's kind of set
the tone
for it. And she's just building on that. And I just think it's going to be epic. And it's just going to be so different from the first one, but it's going to be perfect.
Yeah, I'm so intrigued.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll get another song before it drops. I kind of don't want to. I want to listen to it in its entirety.
Yeah, same. That's why I'm not going to listen to the singles any more than I already have.
Yeah.
Because I like to experience an album altogether. So.
Yeah, I know, same. Exactly. I want to hear like the way it flows.
Yeah.
Because I did that with Renaissance, because I didn't listen to it straight away, did I? You had
That's
to like
right.
really talk me into it.
Because
I'd only heard the one single and I was like, it's not really my thing.
My soul.
But then when I did listen to the album, I was messaging you going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is incredible. So, but now there's no way that I would miss listening. listening to this one.
Yeah. And it's so soon. Crazy.
I know.
So much music. Mm. All right. Should we talk about Taylor? Let's talk about it. Miss Taylor. So we're in the era of a new era where we're getting vinyl variants and cover variants. And we got a new variant announced. But what I find interesting is Taylor's been doing the Melbourne shows.
Yes.
And she announced the variant like it was an album release on tour using like the big screen that she has on tour to announce the variant. And the reason I find this interesting, and I know you're going to roll your eyes, and that's totally fair, is in the 112-day theory, February 16th was one of the dates that coincided. And February 16th is when Taylor announced this variant at, at the
like
tour.
Like an album.
Yeah, like it was kind of
like
that. And I was like, huh, I wonder if Taylor took that. I just think it's an interesting connection.
Yeah, no, I do actually. I think maybe she's doing it as like a nod to that RIP theory.
RIP theory, that's right. Yeah.
Because, so maybe she's just like, she didn't like how close people were getting. And she was like, okay, I'm going to switch it up. And that was almost like a sort of a little salute to it.
Maybe. But what is even more interesting is back when the track list leaked a couple days before we got the actual track list, and I saw that TikTok I mentioned last time.
Yes.
The 17th track that the leaker talked about was called The Bolter. And then we, you know, it was announced that the 17th track was called The Manuscript, and we were like, oh, that's interesting. And the deluxe, quote unquote deluxe edition, editions like the Manuscript edition.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, the Bolter is real because this new variant or edition is called the Bolter edition. Mm-hmm. New cover. It's more beigey than white in tone, like a gray beige. And we got a new back cover phrase, which again, just like the first one, which was, I love you, it's ruining my life. This one also scares me because it's, you don't get to tell me about sad.
Yeah.
Y'all, Poets is coming for necks and fucking arteries, bitch. It's gonna be a bloodfest.
Yes.
And I'm scared.
I just love these little leaks that we're getting of most likely lyrics.
Yeah, it's so scary.
And then being put in that way on the back. I'm still holding off. I'm obviously going to buy one of the versions on vinyl.
Yeah.
But I'm just holding back because I feel like the next one might have me by the throat. So
I did buy the CD version of the variant because I'm trash. And I was like, I never collect the variants in any way, shape, or form. But for some reason, I feel compelled to do it this time.
And I will. Yeah, I'll definitely get a CD because when with 1989, I got the Sunset Yellow vinyl and the Rose Garden pink CD. So I'll buy one on CD and one on vinyl. I just need to know more.
Yeah. And then there's rumors going around that, and there's this color scheme pyramid. I don't know how they got the color scheme pyramid or if they did it themselves or whatever, what have you. But there's this, like the five stages of grief. And denial was white. And then bargaining, is that the second stage? Whatever. Whatever the second stage is, it's like this gray beige.
Isn't it denial, anger, bargaining, depression?
Nothing angers after bargaining.
Okay.
I don't fucking remember. You know what? I could pull it up because I have it. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm looking too.
It is. Maybe I deleted it.
It's all right. I'll find it. Here we go. Denial, anger.
Oh, it is anger.
But see, now that would make sense for the Bolter because it says on the back, you don't get to tell me about sad. That's kind of angry words. What are the words on the back of the original?
I love you, it's ruining my life.
So that could be that's the denial.
Yeah, that
and anger. Then it's bargaining. Then it's depression. And then it's acceptance.
Oh, God, I'm ready for the depression edition.
I know, I'm just thinking already. I'm like, I think I'm going to have to get the depression.
Can't can't wait for Depression Edition. But if we get these five variants, we're like, I'm probably gonna have to get them all.
I will probably have to get them all on CD and one of them on vinyl. Most likely, the bargaining of the depression.
Listen to us, I'm not like, moving towards acceptance.
That sounds way too healthy.
I know, we're both like, yay, depression. Oh God. But yeah, I'm excited to see if we get the three more variants. Also,
oh God, my mouth's going dry just thinking about it.
Also,
if the next one, sorry,
No, go ahead. Tell me.
I was just gonna say, if the next one that comes out and the lyrics on the back cover are something along the lines of being, you know, bargaining, then that's it. It's confirmed.
Yeah, true. We're gonna be reading the fuck into it because we know another variant's coming, and that's another thing I wanted to mention because we had mentioned how we knew that there was gonna be more tracks than the standard that she was talking about, more than the standard 16. We knew the manuscript was a bonus track, and now we've got the Bolter as a bonus track. I kind of think that if we do get five variants, I think those five songs, because these editions are like bonus track name edition, I think these are going to be like the quote unquote vaults. I don't think she would do, if she does five variants plus a 3 a.m. edition, she's fucking insane.
Yeah, she
is. But I think this is going to be the version. And if we get five bonus tracks on top of a standard 16, that's pretty on par for like a vault version.
Yeah, definitely.
If we do get these five, I think these are going to be it. These five bonus tracks.
Yeah, I agree. I need the full grief collection.
The full grief collection. Yes. Oh my God, the grief vinyl.
Yeah.
That would be incredible. Also, I just have to expose something. Don't worry, I'm not gonna get canceled. So, as you know, there's alleged writing credits going around for the album.
Mm-hmm.
Some are saying they're writing credits, some are saying they're production credits.
Yes.
The point is, we don't know. But I was taking them as writing credits because that just makes more sense. But I had typed them up and in my notes app and used Canva to list them all and put it on my YouTube. I was like, oh, here's the alleged writing credits, because I never want to claim that these are it, because I don't know. And I was like, oh, let's talk about it in the comments. So imagine my surprise when I'm scrolling on TikTok and I come across a random fucking account who's like, oh my God, the tortured poet's writing credits. And I swipe over and it's my goddamn image that I made.
Oh, no credit to you.
No credit to me. Over 300,000 views.
What the fuck?
Like hundreds of thousands of likes. People going feral in the comments. Then imagine my surprise when I see it again from another different account. Oh. Over 500,000 views.
What?
Uh-huh. And I see it a third time from a different account. And so I commented on every single one of them. Because I'm that bitch.
Yeah, I would.
The first time I was like, not this being my picture.
Mm.
The second time I was like, you did see that I put alleged above this when I wrote it out, right?
Mm.
And the third time I was like, not you getting all the views from something that I did.
Yeah.
Because between these three, it's like millions of views. Millions.
Yeah.
And the reason that I didn't post that on my own TikTok is because while I love discussing leaks and alleged stuff, I'm not really one, which I know this sounds hypocritical, I'm not one to spread it, even though I did put it on my YouTube. But like, it was just for the community. I didn't, know. Am I making any sense? I'm like, I'm not going to like spread it to the masses.
No, because your YouTube community is like little, like, tight little group of people, isn't it?
So I didn't expect for it to go anywhere, but it was very eye-opening about like what you post on the internet is on the internet. So, but I was just like, how dare y'all not credit me or...
I know, that's...
Nothing. I was like, fuck
poor
off.
Internet.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so my picture's famous. I may not be, but my picture is. So if you see a notes app grid of the track list with one third of the track list on top and then the other two thirds on the bottom, I made it. And it's alleged, goddammit. It's not confirmed.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
But yeah, just wanted to air out that dirty laundry. So.
Yeah.
Plus, I just thought it was interesting. I was like, you fucking.
Yeah. Bitches. I know. So rude. So rude.
Anyway. So have you heard like the alleged possible connections to what the Bolter could refer to?
The only thing I know about the Bolter is what you and I were discussing, saying that it sounds very escaped convict. Because if you type in Bolter into Google, then it pops up and it's like, I think it's like, it says something about it being like Australian phrase for runaway prisoners. And I thought, well, that kind of makes sense because of the whole house arrest that Joe had her under. Speaking of which, my friend saw Joe in her neighborhood in London. I won't say where because I'm not going to say it publicly, but
no doxing, but so exciting.
I know.
He was looking and he's fit, been a little
he was looking he's I don't know, he was out on the town recently getting into a car with all these like it was TMZ, like hot actresses, and it's just like, calm down, TMZ. But he had his little Palestine pin on, and
oh, good for him.
Never did I once kind of find Joe. I mean, I can look at him and go, yeah, he's clearly an attractive man. But lately, I've just been like, Joseph.
You've been on him. Goes to the Joe Alwyn AI.
I think it's the whole, how quickly can I destroy that man? I think it's just his, just the way he's so kind of, so Joe, and he's, you know, he's very kind of like political and, you know, stands up for what he believes in. I mean, Taylor said, I feel like I'm wasting your honor. She said it herself.
I feel like I'm wasting your honor. Oh, that's such a good song.
Yeah, he's just a good man. Anyway, sorry, back to the Bolter.
Oh, right, the Bolter. This is also alleged because, you know, I love to put disclaimers on the things that I say in case they're incorrect. But someone was talking about how the Bolter is a restaurant.
Oh.
And that it could be a restaurant that they had to, like, quite literally bolt out of. But I was like, I don't know if that's real or, but I had the Bolter in London restaurant reviews.
I know, I'm just Googling now. The Bolter. Yes. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Whereabouts is it?
It is on it's Queen Street, allegedly.
Oh.
Near the Mansion House.
Hang on.
Googling ASMR.
Where? No, I want maps. I want to see where it is.
I'm on the map.
Oh, no, it's not coming up for me.
It's near the Marlin Apartments, Queen Street, St. Paul's.
That's name. Why is it not coming up? Google Maps.
It's on the corner of Queen Street and Cloak Lane.
Queen Street, EC4, I think it was.
EC4R.
Yeah, got it. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's near Mansion House. There's Bank. Where am I?
You see it?
Oh my God, it's like walking distance from my work.
That's crazy.
You know, I'm going to going for lunch.
It doesn't seem very expensive. Price per person, 10 to 20 pounds.
How long is it going to take me?
Well, you've got homework to do. I'm just kidding.
I'm just curious how long a walk it is. It's like half hour walk. Okay. So yeah, so it could be about that restaurant, something that happened in it.
So there we go, confirmed. Shut up.
What?
I found their Twitter. They have a Twitter. And the image that they have on their Twitter looks very similar to the patches that come with the Bolter CD edition. I'm screaming.
Oh my God.
Because I think the Bolter edition is still available. Let me go to the store. Because I think it's available until tomorrow.
Oh my God, I just remembered something. Hang on. It's all happening live here on Sailor Manga Pod.
It's all live.
Let me check.
Okay, so they definitely look different, but they do look similar because we don't get to see the full patch of the Bolter, but it looks very, very similar.
And right. I need to look up the Bolter just to see if I can confirm my suspicions.
Oh, this is so interesting.
Right. Where are the patches?
If you go to store.taylorswift, they're the first thing that pops up.
I got it. You can't see them properly.
Yeah, but you can see a little bit of them. And the color scheme also is very similar to what the Twitter image is. Like, dead on. And I can't. Because the Bolter patches look like an animal leaping. And on their Twitter, it's a beige horse with its legs spread. Like,
show
running.
Me, post that in our Discord so I can see it.
Oh, the Twitter thing?
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. I'll send it to you. Right there.
Hang on.
I can't get over that color. It's so similar. So similar. Oh my gosh.
Did you post it in...
In Discord.
Oh, wait, in ours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I got it. I was looking in the wrong one. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Yeah, with the legs.
With the legs and the color?
Oh,
I can't.
Shit.
We discovered something. Look at us.
Oh my God. Yeah, because they look like the back legs of a horse.
Oh no. Something happened at the Bolter. It's a dual meaning song. We love that.
The fuck happened at the Bolter at that damn restaurant that I'm going to go and eat at?
Did you also, I didn't know this before the other day, but apparently April 19th, which is the release date of Poets, was the same day that Taylor went out to dinner with Ryan and Blake and people started unfollowing Joe. It was also April 19th.
Really?
And I was like, damn, she is coming for his ass.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the crazy connections, man. The crazy connections.
Wondering.
What was your theory you were looking up?
I was just looking up because I was just wondering, but so Joe had posted that pencil drawing of a building. And I was just wondering if it looked similar to the restaurant. Do you remember when he was posting all that really cryptic stuff? But it doesn't.
Damn.
I know. I was kind of hoping that it would.
Yeah.
I mean, it could do. Maybe. I'll keep it in mind, but I'll is Joe really gonna be involved in his own demise?
Now that's a new layer.
That would be an incredible new layer.
Well, let me know what happens on your reconnaissance mission at the Bolter.
I will. I'll be going to I'll be an official representative for for Taylor Manga, and I'll let you know when I find out.
They're like, ma'am, you have to have a reservation, and you just pull out a badge that says Taylor Manga. I'm here on business.
Show them my Taylor
investigation.
Show them my Taylor Manga pin, and they're like, oh, sorry. They immediately step back and let me in. Oh, you know I'm going. You know I'm going to that restaurant.
Oh my God, if you really do, you have to tell me.
No, I am.
Updates.
I'm 100%. I am 100% going.
See if there's any lingering evidence. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, that's not what's going to happen. There's just like a TS plus JA on the wall.
I'm just going to, maybe they kind of like carve their initials together.
Numbers, if they have booth numbers, you got to go to booth 13. You know that's where it happened.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll just sit there and just soak in the atmosphere, knowing that, you know, they were there once. It's like their ghosts will still be there.
Right there where they left me.
Yeah.
Very
sitting
that.
At the restaurant.
Sitting in the corner. Aunt. Oh, it writes itself.
It does.
All right. Well,
now I want to get the Bolter. That's my.
Gonna get the Bolter edition.
I know I want that one. Oh, I'm gonna have to I'm gonna have to order the CD of it. I'm gonna need the full Grief collection by the end of this.
I know I probably will end up getting all the variants, which I said I was only going to do for rep, but I don't know. I just got a feeling with this one. I got a feeling.
I do. I know I said I was only going to do it with rep, but I think I have to with this one. It feels like it was coded for us.
Yeah, and people are talking about how it's like the first real breakup album since Red. And I was shit, I didn't even really think about that. That's crazy.
No, it is. Don't go on.
I was just going to say, if this is going to be like Red, but like with rep and folklore influences, I'm fucked.
Yeah, this feels like adult Red. I mean, this is the breakup album from a relationship that spanned 6 years.
Right.
And oh, Red, God. You know, she wrote Red. They were only dating for like... yeah.
Oh, God. I'm so scared. She's coming for my mental health with this one. Because
Midnights, I mean, when Midnights dropped, people were kind of, as far as we knew, they were still, you know, together and their relationship was all hunky-dory. But then there were some people, and then I ended up joining them that was like, hang on, is Midnights a breakup? Because this seems weird. And then obviously they did announce their breakup, and they were like, oh, so Midnights was a lot about their breakup. We just didn't see it. This is feels like just a pure breakup album.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, in its redness.
Oh, I'm so scared. And it, you know what? It kind of does remind me of that Red era, because I remember the Red era on Tumblr, and like before it was announced and everything, and all the leaks. The Tumblr leaks of the Red era. God, I've been here for so long. But it reminds me of that feeling of like knowing we were getting like a masterpiece album. And that's what really scares me. Because
I wonder if it's all going to be like, stop, you're losing me. Like, stop, you're losing me feels like, I know it's part of Midnights, but it almost feels like a precursor to what we're going to get.
100%.
I heard somebody saying that apparently they think it's going to be more of an alt-rock type
I saw sound. That this morning. I saw that this morning, yeah.
Mm, and I'm like, we were sort of like, synthy, this, that.
Yeah.
But alt-rock, I mean, alt-rock synth is very the 1975.
True. Oh, God. If we get like any sort of pop rock set, oh, my God, we're going to be fucking losing it.
And Florence and the Machine. Florence and the Machine is really kind of like alt-rock type stuff.
Oh, God. This album. Oh, my God. I'm not ready. I'm not sorry,
Midnights, but this is it.
I'm so sorry, Midnights. I love you to the depth of my core. Glitch is one of my top 10 Taylor songs of all time, but this is going to be it, bitch. I'm so excited.
You know it. I know it. Our listeners know it.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. Anyway, should we get into Rose and Blood?
We should.
All right. As we said, we're doing chapter 9 today. And this cover, my goodness. The chapter 9 cover page. Oh, I guess I should start with what happened last time. So Levi and Stella finally, like for the final time, confronted Lucia / the Shadow Woman. Levi sort of processed and moved on that trauma, as far as we know. And then when Stella woke up after leaving Levi's soul, she wasn't in the room where she had her lifeless body had been draped over Levi. She was in a bedroom, and Frederick was standing over her and basically is like, you know, how is it being inside of Levi? I want to try being inside of you. Very that. That's where we ended. A little cliffhanger.
Mm. Yeah, because Levi woke up, he was completely alone. Like, they'd just forgotten about him.
Yeah. Levi's like, well, damn. All right, y'all. So this cover page is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is this Levi and Frederick?
Well, it's certainly not Stella.
Because, Stella doesn't have black hair. And it looks like Frederick is giving like a little grin to the reader, but is about to kiss someone with black hair. It's giving Levi.
It is.
And I'd pay so much money to see it. let me tell you a story. maybe even writing it now.
Yes.
But it just looks very sensual, very... we've got the debut butterflies around here. And it's just, it's very captivating. My goodness.
Yeah.
And then we get into right where we left off with Stella and Frederick in her bedroom, a bedroom. I don't think it's her bedroom because she was like, where am I?
Yeah, no, she's not in her bedroom for sure.
Yeah. So we see, we hear Stella talking to herself saying, after I saved Levi, the place I woke up in, ... And then she hears, hey, and we see Stella on the bed, Frederick on top of her, and he is not being coy at all. He's just cupping her breast. he's copping a feel. And he says, why don't we continue our meal? And she's thinking, why am I on Frederick's bed? So we're in Frederick's room. There we go.
Yeah. She's not even like thinking, why does this man have my breasts in a vice grip? Yeah.
Or how did he undress me from my previous maid outfit and now I'm in a solid black Victorian dress? Yeah. That also.
Very Stella, not asking the correct questions.
And so then he just leans down and starts kissing her neck because it says kiss, kiss. And we see all the rose petals that he had like thrown on the bed, because even if Frederick did bring her here against her will or while she was asleep, he's still a romantic. So he had to sprinkle some rose petals. And so he's like kissing her neck and she's like, wait, wait. And she's like, what? And then I hate this image.
Yeah, I hate this too.
We see this panel of, oh, I said Levi, of Frederick like softly prying open Stella's eye and licking the insides of like her eyelid so he can like get the tears, get like,
yeah,
the,
he's got his tongue fluid. In that tear duct.
It's very Mr. Licky Lick, but worse.
Yes.
Because he's going for the source, not the tears. He's like, let me flick that duct, honey. I need that duct. not I need that duct. So anyway, he's looking at her eye. She's like, huh? And, you know, I guess Frederick's just like, I've got big duct energy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just hate that panel. So anyway, he is lapping it up and she's flinching against him and she's like, you know, making all these noises, but he does lift up and he's like wiping his lips because, you know, he just got the prize winning juice, you know. And he's like, heh. And I don't know how to pronounce this, so I might need to.
Oh, I can say it.
Okay.
So he's referring to her tears, and he says, tastes like lychee.
Lychee. Okay, there we go. I never know how to pronounce that word. Lychee, which is a really sweet fruit, right? I don't know.
Oh, I love lychee martinis, one of my favorites. And clearly, you know, Frederick's too.
Clearly.
I'll never be able to drink one now without thinking of Stella's tears.
Uh-oh. You know the Sailor Moon sodas that you might have seen going around, like the Ocean Bomb line of Sailor Moon sodas? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of them. We don't have them here.
The Chibiusa one is lychee flavored. So
that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Of course it would be.
Yeah. So then we, so he's, you know, like, oh, it tastes so good, it tastes so sweet. And she's thinking, my eyes. And she's like covering her face with her hands. And Stella says, my tears haven't. And he's like, tears aren't enough for me. It's like, ooh. He's like, I need it all. And so then he creaks. We see a creak and like she, her eyes widen as she hears the creak of the bed as he like really hovers over her, almost straddling her now. Mm. And he says, Stella, how do you think we can satisfy this hunger that can't be fed with tears? Almost like propositioning her, like, what else do you think we can do? And he lifts her hand to his lips and he starts to kiss it, right? That's what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Stella says, my body feels, or she's thinking, my body feels strange. This can't be all right. Why can't I refuse?
Oh, dear.
Because we know that she has a thing for Levi, but she's not exactly resisting, but she's saying like she can't. She's like physically unable to resist Frederick. And so then he leans down and it looks like he's motorboating her ass.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, I hope he's being a little bit more delicate than that, but yeah, basically.
looks like to me.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, God.
So, maybe just like not in such a...
not a vigorous back and forth.
Yeah, more like a... like a rowboat.
Rowboat. Yeah, he's a rowboat romantic.
One of those little, I don't know, those little swans that you... that you pedal. Like that.
Yeah, a pedal boat, yes. Oh, God. So as he's, you know, slobbering on her breasts, Stella says, "Frederick, wait, please." And then again, he looks up from her breasts, which is very evident in the next panel, and he's grinning up at her, and he says, "You want me to wait? Why? You seem to be enjoying my touch."
I mean, she is holding his head in place, so.
She is, but is it because she has to, almost?
True.
And Stella's thinking, "My head's all foggy. I feel so dazed. It's like my mind and body aren't even connected." And then she lifts his head up off of her breasts, and he's, you know, loving the touch. He's like, this is exactly what I want. Put my head in your hands, Stella. And she says, "You did something to me, didn't you?" And then he drops the bombshell of, "I gave you my blood."
Oh, yeah.
And she's thinking, "I knew it." No, you didn't, bitch. I'm sorry, I call bullshit because she...
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit.
There's no... You didn't know nothing. But then she's thinking, wait, blood? And she's thinking about the moment where he, like, stuck his finger in her mouth and he, like, pricked his finger, I think, before she went into Levi's soul.
Because that was part of the...
The ritual or whatever.
The ritual, yeah.
And she was like, oh, it was then. And then she gasps. She's like... And she immediately jumps off the bed. Suddenly she's allowed to move of her own volition, I guess.
Yeah, suddenly she's, you know, she's not so trapped.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, I need to get to Levi. And then she's like, eek, because Frederick pulls her back by the waist, right under the breasts, honey. His new home, Stella's breasts. And she's like, oh. And he pulls her into his arms and says, don't worry about Levi. He's resting in his room. They're there. And he's like stroking the back of her hair. And he says, if he saw how weak you are right now, wouldn't it worry him?
Oh, Frederick is such a little manipulator.
He really is. He does a really good job at it, though. I gotta say, props to him, mama. But yeah. And she's just like, because she's like, yeah, you're right.
She fell for it. My goodness, Stella. Come on, girl. Hook,
line, and sinker. And he's like, come. And I guess they start strolling outside. Because he's like, come with me. And he leads her outside. And we see a beautiful moon. And we see the thorns growing up over the trees of the estate. Which I feel like we don't really see a whole lot. Like how tall the thorns are. That they like protect the entire perimeter of the property. Which I think is really interesting. But he says, the moon is beautiful tonight. And they go into like the, what did I call this the last time?
Oh yeah, what did we call it? Oh, it's like God. The outside.
It's like the garden, but it's, not a greenhouse.
We
didn't say aviary, did
we? Because that's like a little bird.
God, what the fuck did we call it last time?
I don't know.
I can't remember. But anyway, it's like this wrought iron cage, but it's like a little outside, inside garden area. And she's looking up at the moon through the wrought iron of the caged garden. And she's like, it's lovely. And this is why her being like, I knew it. Talking about like Frederick gave her blood and now he has control over her in some aspect. She's just like, just like whimsily going along with whatever the fuck is happening. It's like, if you really knew that this has happened, wouldn't you like be angry or wanting to know how it could be undone or something? But not Stella.
Yeah. I know.
So anyway, she says, you even prepared tea for me? Because on the table nearby, there's tea and mugs. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, cups. Teacups.
Teacups. Why do I struggle with the word teacup? Anyway, Frederick pours the tea and he's like, here you go. And hands her a teacup. She's like, thanks. And he's watching her with what I feel like is love slash lust in his eyes. Can't really tell which one.
As she a bit of both. He's so both. Intrigued by her. And he also has that look of he's got her exactly where he wants her.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly. like that signature Frederick
mm-hmm.
observation.
Yeah. So she takes a modest gulp of the tea and she's like, whew, what kind of tea is this? And she's thinking, as she looks down at it, it's so sweet and red. And he's like, it's rose. So we got some rose tea.
Rose tea is my favorite as well, because we're Frederick.
Mm. And she says, rose. And he says, exactly, drink up. And he just stares at her and she's like, okay. And she just keeps drinking the tea, sipping the Kool-Aid, not worrying about it. But anyway, so then as Frederick is staring at her, he's like, is it good? And she's just like, mm-hmm. And she nods as she's still sipping. And she's thinking, my heart's racing oddly as it thumps through the night. And she looks up at the moon and she thinks, I've heard the full moon can excite your blood. It's like, okay. All right. Great observation, Stella. Maybe focus on the things personally connecting to your surroundings. But that's okay. You know, whatever. And Stella says, I've always wondered, do you tend to the flower garden? And he pours her some more rose tea and says, of course not. I have deeply jealous servants.
Eh?
Yeah. And I was like, what? Servant? Yeah.
Why do they? I mean, servants, I get they're in a manner. But uh-huh. Why are they jealous?
Right. And then we see the flutter of some butterflies. And she says, servants. And she's thinking, these butterflies. And she's like, they appear when you're asleep. So he was talking about the butterflies tend to the garden, I guess. Mm. Not actual servants. Because I was like, what the hell is happening? Does that mean Stella's a servant? Because she's the maid? Like,
I mean, I guess.
So it looks like, are these their hands tangling together? Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I think so.
So I guess they're tangling their hands together. Also, just want to say, Frederick's thigh-high boots, a serve.
Oh, for sure.
The thigh-high black leather is a look. So Frederick says, they drench themselves in the evening dew with me and disappear with the morning dew. So we got some nocturnal butterflies. Mm-hmm. We love that. And she's sipping her tea and says, I see. But she's thinking, huh? What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm thinking that too, Stella. No idea what he's on in there.
And then she's just looking around the garden and she's thinking, the two of us talking alone face to face in such a beautiful spot. And of course, Frederick hasn't taken his eyes off of Stella, not once, just staring at her intently. And this makes Stella's heart thump a thump. And she starts to blush as she's thinking, I'm so embarrassed. I can't even make eye contact. So it's like, what would Levi think, you dirty girl? I'm just kidding. Oh, God. So then she starts to say Frederick's name, and she's thinking, I need to say something. And he's like, uh-huh. And she says, do you still think about eating me?
Oh,
and he's surprised by this, and I'm surprised he's not. He doesn't say, not in the way you think. That's what I want him to say. And then she gulps her tea to hide, I guess, her expression, thinking, why did I even say that? But then Frederick says, I do. He sure does, he says. And she's like, and she stares down at her tea. And she looks really stunned by his admission. But he looks pleased that he answered with I do, but he also kind of looks guilty to me in a way.
Yeah, he just, to me too, he almost like, he's been completely honest with her.
Yeah.
And he's not kind of like grinning anymore, is he? He's just kind of like, that's just the way it is. I do still think about it.
Mm-hmm. And Stella's thinking, I had a tiny hope that he saw me as family rather than food. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, some of the things that y'all were doing ain't familial, honey. So
yeah, exactly. Well, I mean,
not the motor. I don't motorboat families. So
me either.
I don't know what you do in your home, Stella, but
I mean, there's corners of the internet where. We're not going there. We won't go there.
Mm-mm. So then finally Stella says, then I guess that means you'll all eat me one day. And I have to take a pause here, because did we not end the last volume with her being like, I'll be your food source, but only my tears, only my saliva,
yeah,
and like little trickles of blood. But now she's like, well, I guess you're turning me into candy. Like, what do you mean? Plus, when you offer yourself up as food, I don't think you can be that upset by how they choose to eat you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've offered yourself on a silver platter and they're like, great, when's dinner? So, but whatever. And Frederick says, I must say, Stella, aren't you being too complacent about this horrific situation?
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
very. So then Stella's just like, huh? And love this line. It's so Twilight, but I still love it.
Yes.
he grabs her hand and says, a wolf and a bunny shouldn't be sharing tea time.
Love it.
It's so, and then the lion fell in love with the lamb.
Yeah, definitely.
But better, because it's Rose
and Blood. Oh, yeah, exactly.
And he kind of like pulls her close, but they're not so close that they're kissing necessarily. It looks like he's pulling down her glove, because she's got like elderly gloves, and it looks like he's pulling them down.
Oh yeah, he's pulling one of them off. He's like, I want skin to skin contact.
Yeah, he's like, I want to feel the heat, honey. And he says, it's irrational for both, but you've become too accustomed to this sort of thing. You're only able to sit there because the wolf is politely hiding his fangs. Frederick, quit it!
I know.
And it almost looks like he's taking off her glove with his teeth. I know
that's exactly what's happening.
That's what's happening to me. Like, he's pulling them off with his teeth, and it's definitely a move, I gotta say.
It is. Hang on. I need to clutch my petticoat. It's definitely a move.
Yeah, like, it's... I gotta turn one of the shower nozzle settings. Like... I need the jet. I don't need the shower. So he starts to pry off her glove with his teeth, which is very hot. And he says, when you saw the girl in the storage room, you must have had doubts. And he's talking about the girl in the trunk.
Yes.
And Stella blushes because she does remember the girl. And Frederick pushes on and says, didn't you think, isn't that a human? And then he intertwines their fingers together now that they have skin-on-skin contact.
I know. I love this little...
And he leans in to like kiss her, and he's like, and he says, why didn't you run away? And she says, because I really like you all. And then she stares down at their intertwined fingers and thinks, his touch is hot. It's like, same girl, same. And then she's thinking about Levi.
Yeah.
Because of course. But she's thinking to when, after she saw the girl in the trunk, and I think that's when she approached Levi at like nighttime and took him out into the garden, and she saw her fingers being translucent and shit. So she's thinking about that moment, and she's thinking, and because Levi was there. And I love how disinterested and annoyed Frederick looks at the mention of Levi.
He's like, for fuck's sake.
He's like, god damn it. So finally he says, Levi. And he's like, he kind of pushes her down on the bench they're sitting on now, to where he's like laying over her. And he says, he kidnapped you, fed you his blood, and prepared to divvy you up. He's almost saying, like, Levi's not a saint.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. So.
Yeah. So fair.
He's almost like, open your eyes, girl.
Yeah. He's like, I'm definitely not the worst one here. We're all bad. Mm. And she's like, that's. And Frederick leans. Frederick leans in to whisper in her ear, wasn't he the one who was trying to crystallize you? You quit putting that hot breath on my ear, sir. You quit that. Quit it. So then he starts to rub his their thumbs together with their intertwined fingers. Love the little details like that. And he says, she says he had to survive. And Levi said, really? Or no, Frederick says, really? And then Stella starts to thump her heart, because her body's reacting to Frederick.
She's only human.
Yeah, exactly. And she's thinking, my body's reacting for some some reason, like, girl, for some reason. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. His name's Frederick. Don't call him that. But anyway, he says, I wonder. And Frederick says, Stella, is it possible that you want us to eat you? As he sticks one of her fingers between his teeth and just like playfully nibbles on it.
Yeah.
And it looks like, is he sucking her finger? What's happening here? Or is he
just. I think so.
Yep. And she's just like letting it happen. And she's like, thinking, my mind is filled with red. I can't with her. So Frederick leans back. He's still like kind of laying on top of her on the bench. But he says, from your earlobes to your toes, I'll break you apart so gently.
Oh my goodness.
You'll dance on my tongue. I'll cherish every single memory each day. Oh my God. Talking about killing me like this. And then it looks like does he prick his own finger or her finger? I think it's his
finger. That's his hand. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He starts to prick his finger with his teeth and says, when I finish eating all of you, our minds and souls will be one. Beautiful, isn't it? And she is heavy blushing. Yeah. She's like, oh my God.
She is. I feel like we're all thinking that.
I know. Is it
hot? Maybe not our listeners. They're probably like, will you two calm the fuck down?
They're like, you monster fucker bitches. Can't help it. When you mix horror and romance, you get us there.
You do. It's our latest thing. Well, yeah. It's probably been our thing for a while, but we're just openly admitting it now.
we finally discovered and looked in the mirror, yeah. So as he pricked his finger, he brings strands of her hair to his lips, almost like he's mixing the blood in her hair, just like wants her scent mixed with his blood. Because he's talking about becoming one with her. He's like, he wants that closeness with her in any way he can get it. And Stella's thinking, I need to tell him it's not true. I can't make the words come out. I'm too dizzy to think. And then I fucking love this panel. After she opens her mouth and she's like, ah, and there's butterflies around them, and then her gaze gets suddenly so serious, so focused,
almost
so
like
dark,
yeah, feral, like,
yeah, like just yearning with need. And she's thinking, I'm so thirsty. Which is just, oh, I just love the turn all of a sudden. And so she says, Frederick. And then she says, I need to drink. And love the her head in her hands with her one gloveless arm and the other one still gloved because Frederick hasn't pulled it off with his teeth yet. And she's thinking, I can't control it. But Frederick grins and he nips his bottom lip with one of his fangs. And so says, why, of course, if that's your desire. And he like swipes his thumb from his lip that's now, you know, bleeding a little bit. And he just looks so hot with his like hand moving away from his face. He's like, God, I'm that bitch. And I love it. And he leans in because he's gonna give her his lip to suck on so that they can kiss and swap blood. And her heart's thumping. She's blushing still. And as he leans in close to her, she's thinking, hurry, please, hurry. Like she wants it bad, bitch.
Oh, she is. Just her little
sub-ass
is begging.
Your sub-ass is begging. She's track four on Poets. She's down bad. She wants it so bad. And he leans back, like he was so close to kissing her, and then he leans back to look into her eyes and says, you want it? Ugh! Let me getting into Frederick all of a sudden. I swear the monster books have ruined me. But she blushes and she's like, She's so into it. But she doesn't answer. Instead, she grabs Frederick's face, tangles her fingers in his hair, and pulls him in for a kiss.
She's on top of him now.
Yeah, exactly. She pushes him back and gets on top of him.
She's like, I can do this.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not a pillow princess all the time. Have you never heard that before? Don't Google it. Don't Google it. You'll get explicit.
Oh, I want to Google it. Oh, okay.
I swear you will. But anyway. So anyway, she is She kisses Frederick. She's sipping on his lower lip because it's bleeding. And it almost looks like he grins into the kiss. Like, he's so satisfied that it happened. Mm-hmm. And even more satisfied that Stella initiated it in the end. And he, what is he slicing his finger on? Is that his neck?
Yeah.
I think he slices his own neck, like just leaves like a little thin line and pricks it with his finger. Yeah, that's definitely his neck. So he slices his neck with a little line, and it's bleeding a little bit. And they break apart as he like pulls her head towards that little line of blood he just made.
Mm.
And he says, "I won't eat you, Stella," as she goes to town on this like little cut on his neck. And he says, "If it were up to me, I could find other ways to love you." Oh my God.
And then, can you see what he's doing?
No, what's happening? Is he unhooking her bra?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So, okay, so he grabs a handful of breast after saying, or while he says that, and he pops her bra.
Yeah. Oh
my God, it's getting crazy in here. So she pulls back, but she's like lapping up his cut on his neck, her heart thrashing in her ribcage. And she's thinking, Frederick is saying something, but I can't hear him over my pounding heart. I can't think anymore. And I love this image of her like splayed in black, thorns around her. She's upside down, head in her hands, one gloved arm, one gloveless. Like, she just looks so out of control, which I think
is she's completely lost in her desires.
Exactly. And she just keeps thinking more, 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 more. And then she thinks, give me more blood. And then she lifts up from flicking her tongue in his neck gash to wanting to kiss his actual mouth, which is still bloody, by the way. And before they kiss, he says, "See?" And Stella is straddling him on this bench now. She is fully on top of him.
Oh, I've just realized something. It wasn't his bra, her bra, sorry, that he was unhooking. He was snapping the suspender belts, holding her stockings up.
Oh, okay. But he's still trying to undress the bitch.
Oh, but yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Yeah. He's like, I want to feel more skin. So let's pop this. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh God. Okay, Frederick. So yeah, he says, "See, you yearn for me," as she tilts his head back so she can.
She's
look
like
down at his
full
mouth.
On straddling him now. He's got his hand on her exposed thigh extremely.
Oh yeah. Like, they're about 2 seconds away from this becoming a monster book.
They are, yeah. And I love the fact that there's butterflies around them, but they're black and glowing.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful image.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And then we hear Frederick.
Oh, God.
And a hand grabs Stella's. Who could it be? And we see that Levi pulls Stella off of Frederick. Did I say that right? Levi pulls Stella off of Frederick? Yeah. And Stella's stunned, almost like almost like the trance that was over her is kind of like momentarily broken.
Yeah.
Because of that like shock on her face. And Levi is like, "You, what are you doing to Stella?" He is hissed.
She was the one on top.
I know. She said, "Pillow princess." Nope. She said, "It's Dommy Mommy mode." she said, "It's my turn."
And she's probably thinking, Levi's just a big old cock block now.
Yes. But yeah, he looks pissed. And I love that Frederick just leans up on the bench and he's like, "Morning, Levi." Like, he is so unbothered.
Yeah.
With his bloody lip and his little smirk. But Stella is thinking, "No, I still want more." And she's like,
And she reaches out
for Frederick. But Levi is like restraining her. And he's like, "Stella." And then he's literally having to squeeze her tight to keep her from like jumping into Frederick's arms. And I love that he's like, "Bitch." I always say that TCH means
yeah.
And he snarls at Frederick and says, "I hope you know what this means." And Frederick stands up from the bench and says, "Yeah, I get it." And as Levi like protects effectively holds Stella away from him. Frederick says, I'll make Stella my bride. And that's
no, Frederick says that, doesn't he?
Wait, didn't I say that?
Oh, maybe, sorry.
Yeah, as Levi is holding Stella back, Frederick says, I'll make Stella my bride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what? And that's how chapter 9 ends.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. Now the love triangle is fully intact, bitch.
Never love triangle.
Oh my goodness. All right, Marcella, what were your favorite parts?
All of it, obviously. Because yeah, it was Frederick. Frederick Central.
Yeah.
And oh god, I just love that man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved seeing, I don't know, the switch. Like, we've seen Stella with Levi and it's all very like romantic. But like, yeah. Stella with Frederick is more like about, is more lustful.
It's more like raw and passionate. Yeah,
more unfiltered. And it's interesting seeing the difference between the two.
Yeah, how she reacts to each of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's just so good.
Yeah, I feel like with Levi, it would be kind of vanilla.
Which there's nothing wrong with vanilla, but yes,
there's nothing. But with Frederick, she's a little bit more untamed.
Yes, absolutely. Which her energy is more unbridled. Yeah.
Yeah, unbridled. Good choice.
It's the writer in me. What can I say? Oh, God. Okay, well.
Exactly that.
Yeah, so good. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Sailor Manga. You can find me on the internet at JustinGray22 across Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, where people will continually steal my pictures and for their own credit. But anyway.
Yes. And you can find us both on Twitter. And I struggle every damn time. You can find us both on Twitter and Instagram at pillowprincess.com.
the new at. Mm-hmm.
At Sailor Manga Pod.
And you can email us at dommymommymode.com. No, I'm just kidding. At sailormangapodcast@gmail.com. And next time will be chapter 10 of Rose and Blood, which is the last chapter of volume 2.
Oh.
Shit, it's coming upon us.
It is.
So we'll get the thrilling conclusion to volume 2. Ugh, it's gonna be
volume
good.
Volume 2. I've loved it so much more this time around.
I agree.
I loved it before, but it's just incredible. It's brought it to life more for me.
Ugh. God, wait till we get to book or volume 4. It's going to be over.
Dang. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Well, I guess all this there is left to say is for the blood of the rose.
We'll meet you at the close.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Have you been seeing the hysteria that Taylor's been doing at these goddamn Melbourne shows?
I've seen some bits.
Oh my
God. I saw an absolutely hilarious post as well about her saying, you know, if you can't be bothered to remember more than two words of an album.
Yes! I thought that was so funny.
I was like, damn it. You tell him, Taylor. Meanwhile, I'm then guilty of like doing exactly the same thing.
I know. I'm like, yes, you tell him. And I'm like, mean exclusively call the album Poets.
Yeah, I know. She's like, you can call it Torture Poets if you can't be bothered to.
You know what, Taylor? You're right. And I'll take you one further. I'm just going to call it one word.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't be bothered.
Nobody can.
I mean, I love the title, but it does not roll off the tongue. I'm so sorry.
Like, did you know there's a tunnel under
Yeah, it's Ocean like it's Boulevard. Ocean Boulevard. Goodbye.
I love this TikTok creator who he has a different name for the album every time he posts.
That's funny.
And it is the current one is called The Poems for Joe Alwyn's Final Goodbye Department.
God.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Love it.